The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. Wisconsin visits Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, certainly looking forward to a really good week of preparation. I know our coaches and players were excited for this game against Minnesota and appreciative of the fact that to play in a great, meaningful rivalry game against a very good football team.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude the coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from the line of Andrew Darger with Hero Sports. Please hold for your next question.
Sorry, am I on? This is Andrew Darger with Hero Sports.
Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Coach. 3 years ago next month, you left Pitt for Wisconsin, and you had said during your press conference that it was really hard to leave because Pitt gave you the opportunity a few years earlier. You had great relationships with the players, and I'm curious if you can shed some light on, you know, the difficulty of leaving a job and how that process of deciding to leave can sometimes get lost amongst the chaos of the coaching carousel.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was extremely thankful for the opportunity to be able to get first head job at Pitt, and really enjoyed being there and most of all loved coaching that group of players. And I think probably every coach, player, you know, as they go through those transitions, they're different. And, you know, I was part of, you know, played for three coaches in my time at Wisconsin, and yet, you know, I think going through it, what helped me the most was being able to talk to many of the current players there at Pitt, and they knew that, you know, the history that I'd had at Wisconsin and kind of back home, and quite honestly, they kind of helped me, said they'd be all right, you know. But it's never easy, but I was truly grateful for every job that I've had and felt fortunate to be able to coach for a living.
Thank you, Coach. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Randy Johnson with Minneapolis Star.
Yeah, hi, Coach.
Hey,
I'm just curious, how has Ryan Connolly developed this year, and how important is he to your defense?
Boy, I've really enjoyed being around Ryan and to see his growth and maturity as a player, and, you know, you see him kind of grow up as a person. But he is a significant major contributor to our defense, and love the way that he goes about every day. You know, school's important to him. He works at that, and he comes over here, and football's important to him, and he works at that. And yet I think, you know, he trusts his preparation and work, and I think he's truly enjoying playing, and it looks like that to me. But he's been really, really good for us, and love being around him every day.
Okay, and then a follow-up, how about Jack Sitchie? How's he been behind the scenes? How important?
Sitch is he's got an amazing outlook on everything, and that was, I think, one of the hardest things for everyone on this team to see. Not only what happened to him last year, but then to kind of come back and then get hurt again in fall camp. And yet Sitch never makes it about himself, and he's still contributing. I mean, it says a lot. You know, here's a guy that's still contributing and factoring in on this team. He cares about this group, this team, and, you know, it's a lot different way that he pictured contributing his senior year, but nonetheless has had an impact, and that you're forever grateful for. And the way he played, he didn't get cheated any moments there, because he loves the game of football and plays it to the tilt. And, you know, that's been taken away for a little bit from him, but he's found a way to contribute, whether it's helping not just the linebackers, just helping guys kind of approach the game, and certainly with linebackers, some of the small details. But he's finding ways be a significant contributor.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Please press star, then the number one, if you would like to ask a question. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Greeter with Pioneer Press.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask you, having played PJ in the Cotton Bowl, how have you seen similarities or differences to how he's doing things in his first year in Minnesota?
Well, certainly, you know, a lot of respect for what he has done in his coaching career and had the challenge and opportunity to play against him last year, albeit with a different team. And I think you certainly see his effect and his input. And yet, I know just from our team, you know, that it's each group's a little bit different. And therefore, you know, I mean, this is this year's version of Wisconsin, and I would guess that he would say the same. But certainly a lot of respect for PJ, and you can see it in their players.
Sure. Just one follow-up. You said that you certainly see the effect. What is that effect?
Well, I think they're, you know, looks like it's a group that is playing with energy and they're well-coached and good, challenging schemes. And then, you know, you see good players doing that, and that's what makes it a challenge.
Yeah. Is Jack Sitchie going to apply for a medical redshirt, or is he going to go on to the next level and try there?
You know, I've had conversations with him, but they've been just between us two, so I'm going to leave it
okay.
at that.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.